Lynn Payne is the garden guru, and happy Friday, Lynn.
Hello, Dana. Happy Friday to you.
Things might warm up this weekend, Lynn. We can get outside. What do you suggest we do?
Yes, it'd be a good opportunity to get outside. And we have been through a fairly cold week, but remember a few years ago, we had the coldest temperatures on record, and that was right around the Groundhog Day weekend. So at least we need to be thankful that we didn't see those temperatures again. But, yeah, let's get outside and let's start cleaning up the yard, watering, pruning, and probably most importantly right now, I want to remind everybody that it's time to start thinking about or doing your dormant oil spray. Now, think of it as a spring tonic for your plants. I'm a baby boomer, and I think I just missed the time era where kids in the spring got a dose of castor oil. Let's give our plants a dose of oil. You needn't worry about what to spray it on because it's totally natural, totally safe. So you can spray it on fruit trees, berry bushes, or anything else in your yard. You can even spray it on conifers. A conifer is a tree that produces cones. We think of them as evergreens. Now, if you would happen to spray dormant oil on a blue spruce, for instance, it might turn it green because some of what makes up that blue color is what we call the bloom on the needle. And that bloom is kind of like a dusty coating that the oil will penetrate. It won't hurt anything, but it'll just turn your blue spruce a little green for a while until it wears off.
How does dormant spray actually work?
Well, Dana, dormant oil is a very light, naturally occurring oil, and it doesn't hurt anything except insect eggs. How about that? And the way it works is it actually coats the insect eggs and smothers them so that they can't hatch out. Now, it's not 100% effective, but it does a pretty darn good job.
It might be a little warmer this weekend, but not warm enough for me, Lynn. What could I still do indoors?
Spend a little time with your houseplants. Make friends with your houseplants. Clean them up. Remove any dry leaves or yellow leaves. You might even want to fertilize them. Spray a little plant shine on them. What you want to do is spray it on any houseplant or any tropical plant that has a hard, waxy surface. If you don't have any plant shine, you can come into either Payne store this weekend and pick some up, and we'll take you through the greenhouses and show you which plants you can use them on and which plants you shouldn't.
Well, thank you, Lynn. Where are you located?
Well, we have two retail stores in Santa Fe. One is at 304 Camino O'Leary, and the other is at 715 St. Michael's Drive. And don't forget to check out our website. We're improving it every day. It'll give you lots of useful information, and it's easy to find. It's just paynes.com.
Lynn Payne is the garden guru.